Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 83. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 59. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Right now, 81.
Mid-America Network News. A 59-year-old motorcycle rider from Horton died after a crash in Jefferson County on Wednesday. At 4:15, the 59-year-old was driving a 2009 Harley-Davidson north on U-59. The 59-year-old was following a GMC Savannah van. The driver of the van slowed to turn left into a private driveway, and the 59-year-old attempted to pass the van, but in the process of turning left, was hit. U.S. Senator Jerry Moran has joined several colleagues in introducing a resolution of disapproval to overturn the federal staffing mandates on long-term care facilities. Those who signed the resolution believe the final rules from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services could force many rural nursing homes to shut their doors due to an inability to meet the staffing mandates. The Biden administration's burdensome staffing requirement would put numerous rural health facilities out of business, depriving many Kansans of access to any healthcare. I'm Stephanie Austin.
VIP seating is available now for The Front Man, June 15th at the Coleman parking lot. Get up close to see Larry Stewart from Restless Heart, Tim Rushlow from Little Texas, and Richie McDonald from Lone Star sing hit after hit. A table of eight is only $400, which includes seating up front, eight tickets to the show, appetizers, and beer while it lasts. To reserve your seat in the Money Tampon VIP section, go to CrankHankFM.com and click on the VIP section. Limited seating will be available with The Front Man, Money Tampon, and KQAM.
Veterans, are you planning to file a VA disability claim? Get ready for a better way to file. The Decision Ready Claim Program gets you a decision within 30 days after it's submitted. That's just 30 days for the benefits and services you've earned. Talk to your accredited representative or go to www.benefits.va.gov/DRC to learn more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
The controversy surrounding No Labels Kansas continues after a filing error this week. According to the Secretary of State's Office, or SOS, some of the party's candidate filings were marked as invalid yesterday after the wrong person was listed as the party chair. The certificate of nomination was deemed invalid due to KSA 25302 requiring the nomination for state office be called by the state chairperson of the party. That's according to SOS. Efforts to bring the Kansas City Chiefs to Kansas is gathering momentum after the Jackson County voters rejected an extension of a stadium sales tax that would have gone towards renovations at Arrowhead Stadium for the Kansas City Chiefs in Missouri. KNBC reports that once that tax was rejected, the Kansas legislature discussed a Star Bonds proposal to build a new stadium to entice the Chiefs to move across state lines to Kansas City, Kansas. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am Felix Johnson. Troopers with the Nebraska State Patrol have arrested 47 impaired drivers so far this summer during the statewide Make It Click campaign. The campaign ran from May 20th through June 2nd, and during the effort, troopers and dispatchers worked overtime to keep Nebraska roadways safe as travel ramped up around the Memorial Day weekend. Troopers also issued 955 citations for speeding, 40 not wearing a seatbelt, 12 for improper child restraint, 87 for driving under a a suspended license, 24 for having an open alcohol container, and 21 for minor in possession of alcohol. The global food solutions company AGI will be closing down its Grand Island plant as the company is introducing new galvanized steel standards for its North America market, which led to the decision to close the Grand Island plant that mainly produced 2.66 inch steel bins. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The spring cha-ching sale is happening now at Rusty Eck Ford. With summer around the corner, the deals have never been hotter than what is happening at Rusty Eck Ford. We have over 500 vehicles on our lot and need to make room for more inventory arriving daily. We're offering the lowest prices with the biggest discounts on massive inventory. Get a 2023 F-150, 1.9% APR for 72 months, $1,471 per thousand financed. Or a 2023 Ford Escape. Gate plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 16 months, $1,667 per thousand finance. Or a 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months, $1,389 per thousand finance. Visit Rusty Eck Ford and take advantage of these spring cha-ching discounts today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus taxes and fees. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Primary election races are set in Marshall County following Monday's filing deadline. Previously announced, James Lease will challenge incumbent Tim Ackerman for county sheriff, and Mike Vermitten will challenge incumbent Angela Heckey for district magistrate judge. For county commissioner, 2nd District incumbent Fritz Blaske of Blue Rapids will be opposed by Clayton Dick and Greg Meyer, both of Waterville, while 3rd District incumbent Keith Bramhall of Vermilion faces a challenge from Austin Klein of Frankfort. David Wilbrandt filed for re-election as Washington County Commissioner and will be challenged in the August primary by Arthur Schottel, who has also filed for the 2nd District seat. An ethics complaint against State Representative John Epley of Atchison was filed this week by State Representative Randy Garber of Sabetha. The complaint raises numerous questions about concerns with Epley's financial reports and will require the Kansas Department of Governmental Ethics Commission to investigate the complaint. Epley is filed for State Senate District 1 and is to face incumbent Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha. Garber withdrew his re-election bid for the Kansas House in an announcement earlier this week. The 1st Senate District includes Nemahaw and a portion of Marshall County, among others. Marshall County Community Band will begin their summer concert series Thursday evening, continuing Thursdays through July 18th, beginning at 7:30 p.m. in the Kester Museum Gardens, downtown Marysville. Lawn chairs are encouraged. Several downtown businesses will feature extended hours and specials in store this Thursday to kick off the series. As well, Marysville Chamber and Main Street will host tours of the second and third floors of the Kester Block commercial buildings on Broadway, from 5 until 7:30, meeting in the alley behind. The city is negotiating with developers seeking ideas for updating the properties, including the former Masonic Lodge on the third floor of the Kester Block. Sam Wymore Days kick off Friday with a flea market and vendor fair, running noon to 7 Friday, 7 a.m. until dark Saturday, and Sunday beginning at 8 a.m. in the Arbor State Park. Friday night block party downtown, 6 until 9 p.m., includes kids' games, bounce house, a mechanical bull, and food trucks. Saturday activities include a pancake feed, parade at 10:30, chicken barbecue, free swimming at the Aquatic Center in Wymore. The museums will be open, plus other activities include a parking lot party at J&M Liquor with a live band beginning at 5, and Movies Under the Stars Saturday night at the park at 9. Seneca Downtown Impact will host a museum fest this Saturday with free admission to all 5 museums from 10 to 2, including the Pony Express and Fire Department, Temple of Honor, Historic Jail and Residence, and Hand-Dug Well. A craft fair and merchant specials downtown featured 10 to 3, and the second Saturday live music series continues with John DePew from 1 to 3. Full details online at comeseeseneca.com. Fifth Annual Vermilion Car Show is Saturday, running 9 to 2, with registration 8 to 10 for cars, trucks, antique tractors, and motorcycles. Each entry receives a homemade pie, with awards as well, at 1:30. On-site concessions with the Friends of Vermilion from 7:30 till 3, plus a new class this year for Best Pedal Tractor and Best Pedal Car. For details, contact Tress Jacobson at 785-313-3500. Vermilion Car Show, Saturday, 9 to 2. Gage County Sheriff's Office looking for a missing juvenile, 16-year-old Olivia Hoyt, missing from the Rockford area. If you know where she is or have seen her outside Gage County, contact local law enforcement to report her location. If you have other information as to her whereabouts, contact the Gage County Sheriff's Office. 16-year-old Olivia Hoyt, 5'2", 117 pounds, blue eyes, brown or reddish hair. It's unknown who she might be with. She's been entered as a missing juvenile. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children has been advised. Seeking the whereabouts of 16-year-old Olivia Hoyt, missing from Gage County. David E. Taylor, age 70, of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Blue Rapids United Methodist Church. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for David Taylor. Richard D. Smith, age 63, of Topeka, passed away May 23rd. Memorial service June 17th, 11 a.m., at the Meriden United Methodist Church, with burial to follow at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of local arrangements for Richard Smith. Jack D. Welch, age 95, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., Frankfort United Methodist Church, burial in the Frankfort Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Jack Welch. Joseph M. Ferris, age 46, of Frankfort, passed away June 1st at his home. Services pending with the Padden Funeral Chapel in charge for Joseph Ferris. Dwayne L. Sonny Repke, age 82, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge for Dwayne Sonny Repke.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunny and a bit warmer into Friday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And showers and thunderstorms are likely into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are likely early on Saturday, then partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then more rain may continue into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still some rain may linger early Sunday, then sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Still sunny as we head into Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s and staying clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly sunny skies into Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Tuesday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then more rain may linger early on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 83, record high on this date, 106. The average low, 62, the record low, 40. With sunset this evening, 8:51, sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Few rounds of pop-up showers across the area early this morning.
Their reputation for being silent and dull is perhaps the most undeserved in the animal kingdom. It's a bovine appreciation edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 6th, the 158th day of the year. American Revolution hero Nathan Hale was born on this day, and in 1944, the D-Day invasion of Europe began on the beaches of Normandy. Placid and dull, a common misconception many of us have about cows. In some ways, cows have senses that are more highly developed than ours. Their wide-set eyes give them a broad range of vision, a real panoramic view of the world around them. Their ears, usually focused on the horizon, can pinpoint sounds from a great distance. And their sense of smell is among the best in the animal kingdom. Cows can identify odors from 5 to 6 miles away. A few things to ponder next time you pass by a field of seemingly oblivious cudgeurs. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Basketball season may be a ways away for college basketball in the 2024 and 25 basketball season. However, Wichita State University has announced that they will be playing the Kansas State Wildcats this upcoming season. And they'll be playing it in Wichita at the Roundhouse. KSN News reports that according to the statement, it will be done at Coke Arena and is scheduled for December 21st. And it will be the second time that the two teams have officially faced off. As the last round, the Wildcats ended up pulling out the victory over the Wichita State Shockers at T-Mobile Center in Kansas City. The game marks the first time since 2002 since Kansas State has made their appearance in Wichita. In other news, it was an odd separation for the Kansas City Royals, having a day off yesterday, but being back at it for game number 2 against the Cleveland Guardians on the road with first pitch with a midday game at 12:10. They lost game 1 of the series on Tuesday with an 8-5 loss. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com. Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
The Kansas State Wildcats baseball team says that they are gearing up for their second NCAA Super Regional appearance in the school's history, as they made it out of Fayetteville with their regionals losing one game, but beating the top-seeded Arkansas along with Louisiana Tech and Southeast Missouri State, as they say they are excited to keep their baseball season going. In a statement from head coach Pete Hughes, he said, quote, "Our number one goal in this program is to win a national championship and to put it on paper. We've come a long way, and it's not tricking our guys to believing it, We live it, we prepare it, and we work for it every day. The Wildcats go into the Super Regionals, taking on number 12 Virginia nationwide, with Game 1 starting on Friday at 6 p.m., with Game 2 on Saturday at 2 p.m., and possibly going into a midday game on Sunday. The Wildcats wrapped up their regular season conference play even at 15-15 in conference play, but said they had one of the toughest schedules in the league and were excited for their chance in the postseason play. Mid-American.
Marysville Senior Legion baseball team split a doubleheader hosting Corning Wednesday, winning the opener 8-3, falling in the nightcap 10-2, evening the season record at 4-4. Next action Friday, 8 p.m. at Tri-County, with a doubleheader at Hiawatha Sunday afternoon. Recapping the recent Catbackers tour stop in Marysville, former MHS and KSU great Jack Bloomer caught up with Wyatt Thompson and Jerome Tang. Today, the tables turn as Rhett Williams, a KNDY intern year before last, as a senior at MHS, talks with Jack Bloomer, now a Marysville banker, KSU alum, and Catbacker supporter.
I'm here with Jack Bloomer, Pony Express Catbacker committee member. So, Jack, after all these years as a Kansas State student-athlete, what is it like being on the alumni side this year?
Yeah, it's different. You know, I haven't had much time to be an alumni yet because I'm so fresh out of the game. But, you know, it's different being an alumni just from the fact that I'm not the athlete anymore. You know, I'll attend games this fall in the stands just like everybody else, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm actually excited to see it from a different perspective and watch my former teammates and coaches go compete on Saturdays. Being an alumni is different. It certainly makes me feel a little older, but, you know, I'm looking forward to the fall and all the other sports that Kansas State has to offer, and I'm just looking forward to watching as a fan for once. All is well right now with being an alum.
That's good stuff. What is the next event coming up for the local Catbacker Club?
Yeah, so this year, Pony Express Catbackers is putting on a golf tournament at Marysville Country Club on June 14th, which is a Friday. We currently have the field full with teams, and so we'll host that golf tournament on June 14th. And then afterwards, there will be a silent auction as well, open to everyone who wants to come. And that will be after the golf has been concluded. There will be some really cool auction items there, different signature type related stuff, miniature helmets, posters, and then some really neat experiences as well. Things such as the Harley Day, you can buy a ticket to get into that. You can be an honorary coach for different sports, things of that nature. So there's some really cool stuff that's being offered this year at the Marysville Country Club after the golf tournament on June 14th. So we're looking forward to it. And if you're interested in anything K-State, come on out.
With that golf tournament, if you're not able to attend it, can you show up for the raffle and the auction?
Yep, you can. It's open to anybody who's a K-State fan. And even if you're not, you know, if you want to bring your kids, bring them on out. It's open to anybody and everybody, regardless if you're playing or not playing in the golf tournament. So come on out and have some fun.
Last but not least here, Jack, do you have any favorite memories as a past Catbacker?
As a past Catbacker, you know, it's different for me because I've never been on a Catbacker committee per se, but I have been on the Catbackers tour as an athlete before. 2 years ago, I went on the western swing of the tour to places such as Scott City, Dodge City, Colby, Kansas. So we were way out there, and that was a unique experience for sure. It was different. There were places that definitely got more rowdier than others, but that's what made it fun. And, you know, it's really fun when you have teammates and coaches there who you can bond with and have a good time with. And, you know, some of my favorite memories were just riding the bus, honestly, and talking to all those guys and meeting different people at different sports. And, yeah, it was a good time. I'll never forget it. And I would do it again in a heartbeat.
That's all I got for you, Jack. Appreciate it.
The annual 8-man All-Star Games are Saturday in Beloit with a Division II kickoff around 1:30. Broadcast live on KNDY FM 95.5 and including standouts Grant Bussing, Sawyer Dieters, and Grady Bussing of Axtell, Wyatt Keller and Brock Armstrong of Frankfurt, Levi Griffith from Hanover, and Gavin Turk of Lynn. Pre-game show this Saturday at 1, 8-man All-Star Football live on KNDY FM 95.5, streaming at KNDYradio.com. And on our free mobile app as well.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/YFiber.
For affordable housing, contact the Hanover Housing Authority in Hanover, Kansas. Proudly serving the Hanover community, Hanover Housing Authority offers 1- and 2-bedroom apartments for rent. The apartments are part of a property with a laundry facility, office, commons area, and maintenance shop. The apartments are clean, safe, and affordable and are located close to schools, businesses, and churches in the Hanover community. Hanover Housing Authority does not discriminate tenants. For more information, contact 785-337-2692.
As the weather turns warm, it may be time to breathe new life into your outdoor space. Visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today to browse their wide selection of premium lawn fertilizers and insect repellents, grass seed, potting soil, and lawn tools to make the job easier. All the gardening essentials for whether you're a seasoned green thumb or a budding enthusiast, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber have what you need to grow something beautiful this year.
Barry Bussing, Bussing Construction in Axtell offers dozer construction and all types of soil conservation work, including terraces and water rain. Remember, conservation is the key to our future, and it all starts with you. Contact Barry Bussing and see how he can help you. Call Barry today at 736-2833. For conservation work, Barry Bussing Construction of Axtell, Kansas. Phone 736-2833.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, ready for planting season? Need a fuel buddy who's got your back? Kramer Oil is here for you. From Marysville to Jamestown, Longford, and everywhere in between, our 13 card lock locations keep you running smooth from sunup to sundown. Say goodbye to running on empty during planting. With Kramer Oil, you get reliable fuel services that fit just right with your farm's needs. Kramer Oil, powering your farm's success, your go-to for fuel in Kansas and Nebraska.
Kansas State Baseball airs on AM 1570, FM 94.1 this Friday and Saturday as Super Regional action starts. Friday, first pitch of 5:30 with a Saturday start time of 1:30. K-State Baseball airing exclusively on your home for K-State Sports, KNDY AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Keep your plants looking their best and weeds under control with just a few adjustments to your gardening. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start by evaluating the growing conditions. When weeds outnumber your desirable plants, it's time for a change. Improving the soil, providing needed water, and growing plants in the sunlight they prefer results in healthy plants that can outcompete the weeds. Remove weeds before planting. Once the garden is planted, spread a layer of shredded leaves, herbicide-free grass clippings, evergreen needles, or other organic matter over the soil surface. Mulch helps suppress weeds, conserve moisture, and improve the soil as it decomposes. Have a small bucket at the door with your favorite weeding tool and gloves. Use any spare minutes to pull a few weeds. Before you know it, you'll have the whole garden weeded. And try to pull weeds as they appear and before they can set seed, adding to the future weed population. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
J&M Liquor invites you out to the Sam Wymore Days. Join us June 7th through the 9th for the flea market at Arbor State Park under the Big Top. There will be delicious food and antiques, collectibles, homemade gifts, and more. Enjoy the carnival, parade, beer garden, and more from your recent friends at J&M Liquor in Wymore. Marshall's Coin Shop is excited about the annual Sam Wymore Days that's coming up. Please join us for lots of fun with a parade, a pancake breakfast, and a backseat driver contest, and much more. From the friendly staff at Marshall's Coin Shop in Wymore, always looking to buy gold, silver, old currency, and rare coins. Sam Wymore Days will be starting June 7th, and Laughlin Hoovitt Funeral Home invites everyone to check it out. There will be a parade, food, street dance, and lots to see and do. It's fun for all ages, so come on out. From Laughlin Hoovitt Funeral Home at 505 North 9th Street, serving Wymore with dignity.
When Gary saw his old school close, he was sad to see such an important chapter in his life seeming to close as well. But then, he had an idea that he could purchase the old school and turn it into something that would attract people to his hometown. What resulted is next on The American Countryside.
I'm
Valentine Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Gary Graff began building huge scrap metal sculptures along the rural highway leading to tiny Regent, North Dakota in 1989. He hoped it would be a way to attract travelers and keep the town going. While he had some successes, he was disappointed with an event in 2010.
When the school closed, I was down. I thought, oh, shoot, okay, this isn't working the way I want. So then after I slept on it and thought about it, I thought, you know, a school is only one building.
It was the school Gary attended as a kid, but he decided to transform that building, with the help of family members, into a place to serve locals and travelers.
We converted to 19 rooms. We converted it into a tavern and a steakhouse. And it took us a year and 6 months.
Step inside and you'll still find the old gymnasium, but the interior are now hotel rooms, plus a bar and steakhouse. He continues to work on the huge scrap metal sculptures along the highway as well.
If I can do this, a person who had no welding experience, no art experience, if I can do this, any kid, anybody that sees this will say they can do whatever they put their mind to it. All they have to do is try.
There's no charge to see the sculptures, which is nice, but also means Gary has to rely on donations. And he already donates his time, but it is his passion. He has set up a group to help make sure the sites are maintained in the future. While there have been some naysayers, Gary wants to do all he can to help his community now and forever.
The only way I'm leaving Regent is in a pine box, and I'm going to complete my project. Whether you like it or not, it's going to happen.
The Enchanted Highway is certainly worth the detour, and learning more about the man behind it and his desire to help his town makes it a compelling trip as well. Traveling the countryside in Regent, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.
Those ugly spaces in our yard where nothing seems to grow. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Try planting an edible ground cover for looks and for something good to eat as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Like most people, I have bare space or thinning grass underneath a few of my trees. No matter how hard I try to get the grass to fill in, it doesn't work. But another option is an edible ground cover. You make use of the space and sneak in something good to eat at the same time. Charlie Nardozzi is a national garden consultant and coach. He says what you plant will depend on soil conditions and the amount of sunlight that reaches the area. Blueberries, lingonberries, and cranberries will thrive in acidic soil under full sun. If the spot is partly shady, herbs will do well, especially mints.
peppermint, spearmint, English mints, and they like a more neutral pH soil, so they'll be very adaptable to all kinds of trees and shrubs. They will, of course, spread. If you want something a little more tame, you can always do creeping thymes or creeping oreganos. And all of these are great additions underneath a tree or a shrub because you can just harvest them as you like, and they'll continue to stay green all season long.
Slopes can be another frustrating part of the yard, but Nardozzi says a culinary cover crop will work there too.
If you're in a warmer climate, some of the creeping rosemaries, for example, the prostrate rosemaries, that'll kind of spread down and turn into a nice little shrub. That could be a nice little addition to a slopey area that you don't want to mow and you just want to turn it to something that looks attractive but doesn't have a lot of maintenance to it. So a plant like that, for example, may do really well there, and you can, of course, use the clippings of the rosemary for cooking.
Alpine strawberries, creeping Oregon grape, and even sweet potatoes are options. Try different lettuces, kale, and Swiss chard for edging. If possible, don't limit yourself to just one variety of plant. Experiment with several tasty ground covers. They'll quickly fill in a bare spot. Learn more about edible ground covers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Looking for ways to squeeze a few more dollars out of your budget? Hi, I'm Rob West with another Faith and Finance Minute. A single tip can save you a little. Bundle a few of them together and you're talking real money. First, use your grocery store's online ordering feature. You'll know exactly what you're spending. Folks report saving over $100 a month that way. Second, stay away from places that tempt you to overspend. If big box stores are your weakness, don't go there. Discounts don't count if you blow your budget. And finally, if you have to duck into a store for an item, don't get a cart or a basket. You'll find that when you have to carry everything, you won't impulse shop. Just a few simple tricks can save you money and help you stay on budget. Manage your finances wisely with the easy-to-use FaithFi app. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store or learn more at faithfi.com.
The head of one of the top ag schools in the country tells why college is a good option for a career in agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Opportunities are abundant for students of agriculture. So says Nick Place, Dean and Director of the College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences at the University of Georgia.
Many people, when they think of a college like ours, they think of the common term of plows, cows, and sows kind of thing. Yes, it's that on the traditional production side, and we got to do that, but it's so much more than that.
Place believes now is an especially critical time for young people to recognize the worth of an agricultural education.
To me, that is the real opportunity that young people have to think about how do you come to a college like this that focuses in on agriculture, food production, food profitability, niche markets for food, as well as environmental issues, and think about how do we do this in a way that's going to address this growing population we have in the world on less and less land with more and more challenges all the time. It is a vexing issue, but I think it presents a tremendous opportunity for young people that really get excited about that.
And I'll have Nick Place back tomorrow to drive the point home on the value delivered by ag schools. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
KNDY.
Good Thursday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest harvest update here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Your 2024 harvest reports are brought to you by Abilene Machine. For agricultural replacement parts at your fingertips, head to AbilineMachine.com. We'll start here in the Sunflower State as many folks have gotten their harvest underway. There was test cutting in first, but back into the fields today as we talked with Mid-America Ag Network's Zach Mabe. He was in the fields in Garden Plains. What's the latest, Zach?
Projected yields are 38 bushels per acre. Overall, the crop is well ahead of average. Winter wheat headed with 97%, ahead of 90% last year, and near 95% for the five-year average. Coloring was 70%, well ahead of 29% last year. For soft red winter wheat, UFD estimates more than 65% of the SRW wheat crop is in good to excellent condition. Overall yield potential is above average, and industry is waiting to hear about disease pressure. For hard red winter wheat, according to the USDA estimate, good to excellent condition ratings in HRW states have declined in late May to a low of 32% in Kansas and 71% in Nebraska. Recent rain in Central Plains may help increase yield potential before harvest.
Hey, that's Mid-America Ag Network, Zach Mabe. Down in the Lone Star State, most areas reporting decent yields. Harvest in the Panhandle happening quickly with over 90% of fields being chopped for silage. In the North region, wet conditions caused many wheat fields to move past harvest maturity. According to the Texas Crop Progress and Condition Report, the crop was 34% harvested, up 6% from the five-year average. In Oklahoma, harvest still moving at a slower pace as we do see test cutting on dryland wheat in the Panhandle, but no reports on what was harvested so far out by Hooker. As of now, we see most likely up in the northeastern portion of the state. Harvest should begin later this week. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is calling harvest at the state at 23% complete. Your 2024 summer harvest reports are brought to you by Gene Francis & Associates. Call the real estate brokers and auctioneers with four decades of experience at 316-524-8345.
It's a beautiful day and your crops look better than they have in years. It's amazing what one hail cloud can do. Don't gamble with your crops and call Midwest Ag Professionals Crop Insurance in Jetmore, Kansas at 620-357-6390. Midwest Ag Professionals would like to also remind all the area farmers that July 15th is the last day to sign up for your annual forage policy. Don't hesitate. Call the Midwest Ag Professional team at 620-357-6390 and get the most out of your insurance dollar.
Hydraulics are a big component. From tractors to excavators,
from construction to farming,
call the name that you should know, The Hydraulic Shop. With over 16 years of experience, Charity and the team can get your hydraulics fixed and have your equipment back up and running with minimal downtime. For all your hydraulic needs, whether it's big or small, we service them all. Call Charity and the team at 316-358-7335. That's 316-358-7335.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/yfiber.
The CME Group is reporting record trade volume in live and feeder cattle futures and in options trends as a result of people looking to mitigate risk and to continue to produce. What will those trends look like in 2024? That's today on Successful Farming.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Mackenzie Billings, CME Group Manager of Livestock Products, explains that some recent trends that she has experienced includes increased action in the options markets, along with a high volume of livestock trade, despite significant obstacles.
Well, I think, you know, the biggest issue is we were coming out of COVID, right? And still continuing to recover from that. And then you've got a bunch of other things happening. We've had a couple wars. We've had interest rates. We've had some inflation. We've had high input costs. We've had drought. And to top it all off, we are now in the midst of restarting a cattle cycle. So there's no shortage of topics and issues that are impacting the marketplace right now. So that's why we're seeing people turn to CME and turn to CME Group Futures and Options to manage that risk, to hedge their positions, and ensure that they can sleep at night so they're not having to deal with the volatility of all the risk.
Billings does not feel that there will be a break anytime soon for those in agriculture.
You also have some interesting political things happening in the world, not just only here in the United States, but globally. And so that could possibly impact imports and exports. You've got a lot. You also continue to have interesting weather patterns. So what is going to happen as far as drought goes? And what part of the country is that going to hit? And when and where? And so there's really just no shortage of issues.
Billings points to their website at cmegroup.com for more information, resources, and education when it comes to using futures and options as a way to mitigate price risk. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The upcoming Cattle U Conference allows people involved in beef production to come together and discuss industry-relevant topics in Manhattan, Kansas. K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner explains what the Cattle U Conference entails and its target audience.
The Cattle U program is a great opportunity for folks to engage with each other and pick up some really good practical and usable information that's going to be very applicable to beef cattle operations. And so, yeah, so it's the Cattle U event, which will be held here in Manhattan, the Hilton Garden Inn, on Tuesday, June 25th. Some of the sessions may be a little bit more geared towards the cow-calf segment of the industry, but certainly when you think about the broad topics that we have at this program, if you're involved in beef cattle production, I think there's certainly going to be something that you can take away.
He discusses a few of the events on the program schedule.
We have a really balanced schedule and an outline of topics that are going to be presented at this year's meeting, and we're really excited about it. A unique aspect of the program this year is that in conjunction with High Plains Journal, K-State Research and Extension is helping to put this program on, along with Certified Angus Beef and Sysco Foods. And a unique aspect of this program is that we'll have a beef quality assurance training and certification portion of the program that'll be held during one of the morning sessions. And so that will allow producers and participants to have an opportunity to either obtain certification for the first time if they've not already done so, or else renew or update their certification if they need to do that. And really, the goal of that session is to help highlight the importance of why we have the Beef Quality Assurance Program and the value that it brings for increasing beef demand and creating value throughout all segments of the production chain.
Warner relays registration details for the Cattle U Conference.
Registration is currently open for the program, and so you can register by going online to cattleu.net, and there's additional information on the program and the detailed agenda and schedule for the day is all there, as well as additional information is available at our K-State Beef Extension website, ksubeef.org, and again, this program is free to attend. There's no cost for either the program or for the lunch. We do ask, though, that folks register in advance to help with meal meal planning and a meal count.
That was Jason Warner, Kansas State University Extension cow-calf specialist, on the Cattle U conference that's being held in Manhattan, Kansas on Tuesday, June 25th. Registration is open for the event at www.cattleu.net. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Good Thursday afternoon. Sam Speck with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday here on this Thursday day of trade, now June 6th of 2024, we are still seeing some weakness in the livestock in most places. Now, the lean hogs have been mostly mixed today, including June lean hogs, still up a nickel at 92.15, July up 67 at 92.87, however, some weakness beyond that. Now, June live cattle also up a dime at 181.87, however, August and beyond all lower, August down 60 cents at 177.27, and triple digit losses for the feeder cattle markets. August feeders down 232 at 252.52, September at 253.75, that's 245 in the red. Taking a look now in the grains and the oil seeds, the wheat market with a bit of pressure in places, however the row crop's doing well. July corn now up 9.5 at 448.75, September to 455, that's up 9.25 cents. Now Chicago and spring wheat are seeing some slight weakness, however Kansas City wheat still trending higher. July KC wheat up 4 at 680.25 cents. September up 3.75 cents at 694.25 cents. July oats also higher, up 6.5 to 359. Into the soybeans now, we see July beans up 23 cents at $12.25 per bushel. August up 20.5 cents to $11.94.75. July soy meal up 4.40 at 363.90, and soybean oil sharply higher. July up 1.22 at 44.35. Cotton is 101 in the green for the month of July at 75.45. However, December and beyond are all lower. One last time, we'll take a trip down Wall Street as there's little change. The S&P down 5 points at 5,348. The NASDAQ down 17 at 17,170. Dow Jones is a bit higher, though, up 43 points at 38,851. Into the energy markets, we see crude oil up 160 at $75.69 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up 4 cents a gallon to $2.39. Heating oil is up a nickel to $2.35. And natural gas currently up 2 at $2.78. Sam Speck with your markets through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Cabela's and Hank FM presents The Front Men Live on the Uncle Bill's Bail Bonds and the Print Rack Stage, Saturday, June 15th at the Coleman parking lot at 2nd St. Francis in downtown Wichita. Tickets are $40 online, but if you stop by one of these sponsor locations, you can get your tickets for only $20. Mr. B's Daylight Donuts in Goddard, Dan Dale's, Jack Insurance in El Dorado, Yoder Meats, Jewelry Savers, and Derby Mattress in Derby. Get more info at CrankHankFM.com.
Damage from hurricanes is devastating and traumatic. After these storms, dishonest contractors show up hoping to make a quick buck from your insurance claim. They'll promise anything if they can get you to sign a contract, collect your payment in advance, and ultimately do no work at all. Avoid being the victim of contractor fraud. Get estimates from at least 3 contractors. Check references, and remember, if you didn't request it, reject it.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Traders looking ahead to Friday's jobs report are in a holding pattern today. The Dow Jones this morning was ahead 48 points. The NASDAQ composite was lower by 0.15%. The S&P 500 was off a fraction. Shoplifting is still a major problem for many of the nation's retailers. TJ Maxx and Marshalls are trying out a new approach, asking employees to wear police-style body cameras. Some workers say it hasn't had much impact on retail theft. Walmart will start paying bonuses to hourly workers, boosting annual wages for about 700,000 employees by $1,000. Bonuses will be tied to store performance, available to staff who've been with Walmart for at least 1 year. More hotel companies are hoping to meet growing demand for rooms in the United States and China by converting vacant office and residential buildings. Marriott, which owns the Ritz-Carlton and Sheraton brands, is leading that push. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Community Players presents Godspell, a funny and touching show filled with poignant parables and classic songs like Day by Day and Turn Back, O Man. Inspired by the Book of Matthew and using techniques like vaudeville, 70s pop, and slapstick, Godspell is a show you won't forget. For tickets, visit our box office or website, BeatriceCommunityPlayers.com.
Leo's Jewelry reminds listeners even though summer has its perks, it can be a dangerous time to drive. From having more teen drivers on the road to more work zones, we need to take precautions. Let's give everyone a safe summer. From Leo's Jewelry and Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family owned since 1953.
A classic country library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX, Marysville.